Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about what happens now in light of the major Trump tariff announcement from last night. We'll hear from both sides of the Atlantic and how the markets have been responding. And the clue is in the red all over the board. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business non-tariff stories in the newspapers and websites. The Irish Independent reports that the High Court has agreed to extend a pause it imposed on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The judge granted a number of airlines an injunction extending the pause pending determination of the main challenge to the cap. The Court of Justice of the EU has been asked to determine a number of issues in the case, and it usually takes around 16 months before its decisions are delivered. The decision means the cap, which has already paused for the summer by a November decision in the High Court, will continue to apply for this winter season and subsequently until the final court decision. The Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary said the decision from the court was badly needed by airlines. The case concerned decisions made by the aviation watchdog, the IAA, in setting parameters for the fair and efficient allocation of available landing and takeoff slots at the airport, where the demand for those slots exceeds supply. And Michael O'Leary will be joining Kira and Shane just after 8 a.m. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that University College Cork has agreed to sell the Irish Management Institute to the Kilcullen Business Post Group, it's been revealed. The Irish Examiner reported this time last year that UCC were seeking to sell IMI, including its Sandyford campus in South Dublin, in a process that attracted at least two bidders. It was understood at the time that one of the interested parties was KBPG. Established in 1953, IMI provides a range of business and management courses, including professional diplomas, online courses and short programs focused on leadership and professional development. The IMI also has premises in Lapsky in Cork and based out of the UCC Centre for Executive Education. The FT reports that the Danish ship owner A.P. Møller-Mærsk has acquired a railway connecting the ports at either end of the Panama Canal in a deal that loosens US control of the train link, just as President Trump seeks to assert Washington's influence in the Central American country. Maersk Ports business, APM Terminals, announced that it had acquired the Panama Canal Railway Company, which operates a 76-kilometre line that runs adjacent to the waterway and transports cargo between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.